Now, if you had thought the controversial Nature Restoration Law was done and dusted, you'd be wrong. The law, which aims to restore degraded habitats and to re-wet peatlands, was passed by both the European Council and the European Parliament. But since that Parliament vote in late February, a number of countries have either withdrawn the law or weakened it in their own parliaments. In March, Hungary said it would no longer support the law and that it eliminated a wafer-thin majority in the European Council. So a final vote on the issue will take place next month, June 17th, and Ireland is leading a call for member states to support it. The Minister of State for Nature and Heritage, Malcolm Noonan, Green Party TD for Carlo Kilkenny, joins us now. Good morning, you're very welcome to the programme. So you've sent a letter, tell us more.
Thanks, Audrey. Yeah, Minister Ryan and I sent an initial letter back in on the 25th of April, and subsequent to that, Minister Ryan has taken leadership on this across Europe, along with a number of other countries, to call on the Council members to adopt the Nature Restoration Law. Usually, when it has been adopted at Council in February and then by the Parliament in November of last year, usually the Council of Ministers would be a rubber stamping process. Unfortunately, the intervention by Hungary and Belgium now means that we don't and may not have a qualified majority on this. So I think it's unfortunate. I think it makes a mockery of the democratic process of the Parliament as well. And this nature restoration law is vital for nature in Europe. And I listened intently to your clip earlier on this morning with Colman O'Sullivan, with Jimmy Forrest up in Lochgarten, and the wonderful work that's going on right across the country. So farmers in Ireland are already involved. Tens of thousands of farmers are involved in nature restoration projects across the country. And that's what we want to see at scale in Europe. So this is the vital piece of the jigsaw to build in climate resilience, to fight against climate change, to look at the challenges we've seen right across Europe, from heat stress, from flooding, failed crops. The Nature Restoration Law is the only game in town.
You said it makes a mockery of the democratic process what Hungary and Belgium have done. And yet, OK, the MEPs voted for it, but it was a wafer-thin majority. Almost half of them voted against it. So could it not be argued that it didn't have a very strong mandate to begin with?
It's a majority nonetheless, and it has been compromised into a point where it can be workable. And I think certainly when we met with Francie Gorman in the IFA here last week in the Custom House, we had a very positive meeting. There's no concerns here in relation to it. We've certainly allayed a lot of that. And I think that can be done across Europe. Each individual country has its opportunity to develop its own nature restoration plan. And within that context, they work with organisations and with farmers, landowners and all other stakeholders to develop their own plan. So this is the driving mechanism to restore nature at scale across Europe. And if it does come down to the case where the Council of Ministers don't support it, I think we're in real trouble. Ireland will proceed anyway. We've already committed to a nature restoration plan, and we will go ahead with that. But it needs to happen on a European scale. It's too important for our food security, for rural communities, for climate, and for public health and well-being. So it can't fail. And I think it's vitally important that leadership is shown at the Council of Ministers on June 17th.
Is there a credibility problem here, though, on Ireland's part? Because Ireland and you are part of a government which continue to operate the nitrates derogation, which in effect allows farmers to legally pollute our waters. The limits have increased since the start of this year, but nonetheless, the derogation remains in place. So how can you expect other countries to take a lead from us?
Well, Ireland has and continues to show leadership, and certainly in the last number of years, we've seen, again, go back to your clip this morning, through the Acres Cooperation Projects, to the LIFE Projects, EIPs, there are thousands of farmers working on nature restoration and water quality and climate targets right across the country as we speak. And I think in that regard, what we're seeing particularly that we can show at scale where the projects work.
Green Party is part of a government which operates a derogation on a very significant aspect of environmental law.
It is, and again, it's Ireland is keen to hold on to that derogation. That derogation is affecting a small number of farmers. We have put in very good measures. There's a LIFE project there for water quality that we're working on with farm organisations, and I think that's going to deliver real results and tangible benefits for water quality over the next number of years. So I think it's that leadership that we're showing here in Ireland. We want to transpose that into Europe. Minister Ryan has taken the lead on this, okay. And I think it's a really important initiative.
I just want to ask you, finally about a very sad story, actually, regarding our nature on the coast, Dublin, Wicklow and Wexford. Over the last 2 weeks, more than 100 guillemots and razorbills, birds, discovered on beaches, covered in oil. 50 more died. Do you know at this stage how that happened?
We don't. I think there has been some, there is an ongoing investigation underway. I think there has been identification of the slick, if it were not the source of it, but certainly the oil spill. But I really want to commend Kildare Wildlife Rescue and other rescue organisations, including Birdwatch Ireland, for the work they have done. We've put in some additional emergency funding through the National Parks and Wildlife Service to support that work. But incidents of this nature are really devastating for wildlife.
Do you know where the oil spill came from? It's 2 weeks on. I mean, what has been found out about it?
Again, that investigation is ongoing, and I think it's important that we do find the source of it, because I think that, you know, it's important that if there's investigations that need to lead to sanctions in place as well. But separately, I think the important thing is the cleanup, and we were sent some images from Kildare Wildlife Rescue of the birds that have been successfully cleaned, and it's fantastic to see that happen. And as I said, I think the support we've given to them has been important as well.
Have you given the 50,000 that was promised to help clean the birds, because they were concerned that they didn't know how to access that funding?
Yeah, we're resolving that for them at the moment. I think that hopefully that will be resolved this week. But again, we're really grateful for the work that they've done. I mean, they stepped in at a time, at an emergency, and I think it's really important that we support that.
Is there a plan in place in the event of an oil spill, a national wildlife plan?
Again, that's something we are discussing with partners. I think it's something that National Parks and Wildlife Service has a role, but it also involves a number of partners, which we will be discussing shortly.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. Minister of State for Nature and Heritage, Malcolm Noonan.